Dutch courts. PokerStars. Bwin must repay players' losses. Dutch courts have ordered Bwin and PokerStars to refund the significant amounts of money lost by gamblers on their platforms. The courts ruled that the companies were obligated to repay the funds since they operated in the country without a license while serving the plaintiff. The lawsuits were filed by two individuals from Staphorst and Almelo, who alleged to have suffered huge losses through online gambling platforms operated by Bwin and PokerStars. The Staphorst gambler incurred losses totaling €187,000 from 2018 to 2019, while the Almelo resident lost €217,000 between 2006 and 2021. During these periods, neither company had approval to operate in the Dutch market. Based on this factor, the court ruled that the agreements made between the operators and Dutch customers were invalid, thereby compelling them to pay for the losses suffered. The Dutch government started granting licenses for its online gambling market on April 1, 2021, despite its growth and valuation. This concern had been raised as far back as 2012 when the Supreme Court addressed the unlicensed activities of international gambling firms. However, despite the court's decision, these firms continued to target and accept bets from Dutch gamblers, largely due to the global reach of the internet and the challenges in enforcing such regulations. Dutch Parliament approves online gambling ads ban. The landmark verdict comes off the back of the Dutch House of Representatives voting in favor of a ban on online gambling advertisements and high-risk games like slot machines. The proposal, introduced by Dirk Boswijk of the Christian Democratic Appeal, CDA, party, builds upon laws that were implemented last July that prohibited advertising through television, radio, print, and in public spaces. With approval gained in the Dutch Parliament, the proposal will now move to the Senate for further consideration. Other motions adopted in the parliamentary session include mandatory financial risk checks and identification requirements for the gambling sector.